Chapter 42. "Let me see if I understand you," Sandecker said, glaring across his desk. "One of the members of my salvage crew has been brutally murdered, and you're asking me to sit idle and do nothing about it while the killer is allowed to roam loose?" Warren Nicholson shifted uneasily in his chair and avoided Sandecker's blazing eyes. "I realize that it's difficult to accept."
"That's putting it mildly," Sandecker snorted. "Suppose he takes it in his head to kill again."
"That's a calculated risk we have considered."
"We have considered," Sandecker echoed. "It's simple for you to sit up there at CIA headquarters and say that. You're not down there, Nicholson, trapped in a submersible, thousands of feet below the sea, wondering whether the man standing next to you is going to bash your brains out."
"I am certain it won't happen again," Nicholson said impassively.
"What makes you so sure?"
"Because professional Russian agents do not commit murder unless it is absolutely necessary."
"Russian agents?"
Sandecker stared at Nicholson in startled and total disbelief.
"What in God's name are you talking about?"
"Just that. Henry Monk was killed by an operative working for the Soviet Naval Intelligence Department."
"You can't be positive. There's no proof."
"Not 100%, no. It might have been someone else with a grudge against Monk. But the facts point to a Soviet paid operative."
"But why Monk?" Sandecker asked. "He was an instrument specialist. What possible threat could he have been to a spy?"
"I suspect that Monk saw something he shouldn't have and had to be silenced," Nicholson said. "And that's only the half of it, in a manner of speaking. You see, Admiral, there happen to be not one but two Russian agents who have infiltrated your salvage operation."
"I don't buy that."
"We're in the business of espionage, Admiral. We find out these things."
"Who are they?" Sandecker demanded.
Nicholson shrugged helplessly. "I'm sorry. That's all I can give you. Our sources reveal that they go under the code names of Silver and Gold. But as to their true identities, we have no idea."
Sandecker's eyes were grim. "And if my people discover who they are..."
"I hope you will cooperate, at least for the time being, and order them to remain silent and take no action."
"Those two could sabotage the entire salvage operation."
"We're banking heavily on the assumption that their orders do not include destruction."
"It's madness, pure madness," Sandecker murmured. "Do you have any idea of what you're asking of me?"
"The president put the same question to me some months ago, and my answer is still the same. No, I don't. I'm aware that your efforts go beyond mere salvage, but the president has not seen fit to make me privy to the real reason behind your show."
Sandecker's teeth were clenched. "And if I should go along with you, what then?"
"I will keep you posted as to any new developments, and when the time comes, I will give you the green light to take the Soviet agents into custody." The Admiral sat silently for a few moments, and when he finally spoke, Nicholson noted his deadly serious tone.
"Okay, Nicholson, I'll string along. But God help you if there is a tragic accident or another murder down there. The consequences will be more terrible than you can possibly imagine."